Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package. So join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code GUPOD at manscaped.com. Look, guys, we've all been there. We've tried to do something nice for ourselves or perhaps the special person in our lives by going down south and trying to make things look a little bit nice. And we've also seen what could go horribly wrong. I know I have. The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and it is a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, a Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, love the name of that, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. So let's break this down a little bit further. First off, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the trimmer that is the future of grooming, and dare I say the greatest ball trimmer ever? Maybe. I'm blown away by the performance and craftsmanship of this trimmer. It actually features a ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight so you can see what you're doing down there. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and provides the same proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those most delicate nose holes. Wrapping everything up is Manscaped's Crop Preserver Below-the-Waist Deodorant and Crop Reviver Below-the-Waist Toner, which is really going to change the way you approach your daily hygiene routine. They've even thrown in two free gifts, which include the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. It's everything you could possibly need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code GUPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code GUPOD. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is your buddy Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can reach out to me via social media at golfunfiltered, or you could send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. This week, I've got something a little bit different for you, where this is specifically for you golfers out there who have thought about getting fit for golf clubs, have heard about all these different places that you can get fit, and you still haven't made that jump. Or if you're a player that has been fit before and you're interested in trying something maybe new and different. Because I've recently gone through a club fitting with Mizuno Golf, who just so happened to be a new partner of Golf Unfiltered. And I got a first-hand experience with Mizuno's Golf Shaft Optimizer. And if you've heard of this thing, because it's been around for, maybe 12 years in different iterations now, but you've always wondered, well, what's it like to be fit with this thing? I'm going to tell you about my experience. And not only how the actual fitting process went, but the results of it and what I learned from it. I've been fit for golf clubs many times by many different companies or individuals, what have you. It's been one of the, I guess, perks of doing Golf Unfiltered. I've been fit at Club Champion. I've been fit at TrueSpec. I've even been fit at Golf Galaxy, other places like that. And all of them are pretty much, they have the same components, but others have different spins on those components, just kind of speaking in generalities right now. And they're all very good in their own right. But my fitting with Mizuno Golf's Golf Shaft Optimizer with my friend Chris Campbell, who is a rep for Mizuno Golf, lives in the area. We've played golf a few times. It was entirely different. It was just a new piece of technology. Well, it's a piece of technology that was new to me, and it's gotten better over the years, as it was explained to me. And I have to admit, I learned new things, even despite being fit, probably five times prior by other companies that I just mentioned. So it was a really eye-opening experience for me. I'm going to do my best to explain and do it justice. And, you know, we'd like to get, you know, Chris on the show here to talk a little bit more about it. Perhaps we'll do a video about it. But stay tuned. Just a quick word from our sponsors who help make Golf Unfiltered possible. And when we come back, let's talk about this experience. The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. I am so excited to partner with them once again in 2022 because they've got a lot of great stuff going on, including an entirely redesigned and renovated driving range and practice area. It's got Top Tracer. It's got, what, like 42 heated bays, individually heated, by the way. And it's even got a food truck and much, much more, such as two bars. Yeah, that's right. Go out to CogHillGolf.com today to learn a little bit more. And of course, you already know about all their great golf courses. CogHillGolf.com. We're also pleased to continue to work with our friends at WorldwideGolfShops.com. You've heard me talk about them many times before. They've got everything you need for golf. They've got apparel, accessories, training aids, all the new equipment. They've got deals like every single day. And going out to WorldwideGolfShops.com might just help you improve your game this golf season. WorldwideGolfShops.com. Welcome back. All right, so Mizuno's Golf Shaft Optimizer is actually referred to as the Golf Shaft Optimizer 3D. It's important to make that distinction because, as I said in the intro, this device has undergone multiple iterations over the years. It's expanded in its scope. It also has expanded in the things that it can tell you about your game and the golf clubs and even golf balls now that you could play. But its original purpose back in 2010 was to give you an idea of what irons you could play. You know, I'm just kind of speaking at a very high level now. Over time, Mizuno understood that players want to kind of expand what they've learned with that iron fitting, because everyone knows that Mizuno makes probably the best golf irons on the market. They wanted to expand that, and they wanted to provide players the understanding of, okay, well, here are the wedges that you should hit. Here are the shafts that would work best for you with your driver or your woods or whatever, and here are the golf balls that would really benefit your game the most in terms of spin, launch, you know, all that stuff. Now, if you were to go and Google the Mizuno Golf Shaft Optimizer, it would look like this blue device that attaches to a golf shaft, and that's really what it is. But it's more than that, and this is one of the things that I did not know when I before going into my fitting, is that the current iteration of this device actually has wires that run along and within the golf shaft, the entire length of it, and then, of course, they connect to this device. So, but the only thing you see when you look down is this blue, small, narrow box on the golf shaft. So when my buddy Chris Campbell called me, he's like, hey, let's go meet out at Cog Hill. You're going to test the new Mizuno Pro series of irons. And I was like, yeah, of course, I'll go. Let's go do this. Going out there, I knew, having been fit previously, like I mentioned, I kind of knew what I liked already. And players listening to this who have played for a long time or who may have also been fit in the past, you probably have an idea of, yeah, I need a stiff flex, I prefer this feel, you might even know what lie angle you are, all of these, you know, critical pieces of information and variables that go into and come out of a typical fitting. What was really interesting to me is, and impressive actually, was that when Chris told me that he could tell exactly what type of shafts that I needed just with three swings, I was skeptical. I'll admit, I was skeptical. I told him this too, and he's probably laughing if he's listening to this. But that's the level of detail and all the data that comes out of the shaft optimizer. And so, yeah, he handed me a club that had been equipped with this device. I took three swings. You know, I hit them pretty on average, you know, and this was after a small, short warm-up session. And then I put the golf club down, and we turned our attention to an iPad that Chris had, which had this entire readout of everything that I needed to know about my golf swing. And I'm talking the areas of the golf shaft that experienced, you know, the most bending, where some of the most torque was taking place, just, you know, specific to my individual golf swing. Now, it's really important to remember, if you've not gone through a fitting before, this is not a golf lesson. This is a golf fitting. And you are seeing data as it relates to your current golf swing. So in a way, you're pretty much at the mercy of however you're swinging in the club that day. And I think that's one of the big criticisms that people who have gone through fittings before often have. Well, I wasn't swinging at my best that day. Or, wow, I'm actually hitting it really good today. How am I going to be able to carry this over to the next time I grab a club that I just paid X amount of dollars for? You know, that let's just put it out there on the table. These are thoughts that people have. Another common constraint, or maybe even shortcoming, that past fittings provide, unfortunately, is the options of where you best fit into in terms of golf shaft. Okay, I'm talking specifically about the shaft right now. More often than not, golfers will go into a fitting and they know what brand they want to try. I would wager that most golfers don't just go into a fitting as an open book and say, I have no preference on brand, just tell me the best thing that I'm going to hit. I've spoken to fitters, and quite frankly, they prefer, at least the ones I've spoken to, prefer when somebody comes in and they kind of zero in on a brand or two to work within. That just makes the fitter's job a little bit easier because now there's less choices to choose from. As we all know, there's a ton of different companies out there, and they all make really good stuff. So, back to my fitting. After I took a few swings, we were looking at Chris's iPad. And what's great about the software that accompanies the Shaft Optimizer is you can choose what club you want to fit right now. So let's say we chose irons first. It will give you a readout, again, based entirely on my swing, which golf shafts would fit me best. I found this to be really interesting because in the past, it would always just kind of be guesswork. It would be trial and error. All right, you hit the ball a little bit too high with this shaft, or you might hit it a little bit too low, or you're losing it out to the right. So let's just, here's another one that's a little bit different. So you switch out the club head, you hit a few, and you see what happens. Mizuno's Shaft Optimizer behaves a little bit different than that, though. And it does take some calibration. So the first thing that you experience is when you address the golf ball, Chris, in this case my fitter, had to get the device ready just by pushing a few buttons on his iPad. And so, not to bore you with the details in audio format here, but basically I had to wait to get ready for this shot to take place. Once the device was ready to go, it's got some lights on the Shaft Optimizer, I was able to take a golf swing. And what it was doing was it was actually situating itself to understand how I addressed the golf ball in terms of lie angle, everything else. Now, the actual lie angle of the club I was swinging wasn't changing or anything, but rather the computer was understanding what my preferred address position was. So, after you take a golf swing, all of the little fun things within the device that are really not too different than what you might find in an iPhone, for example, it gives you this readout, and it actually focuses on five different parameters. There are things like, you know, club head speed, kick point, those types of things. And just to make this simple, what that basically means, if you've not heard these terms before, is it's giving me the characteristics of the golf shot that I just hit as it pertains to the way that I swing the golf club. That might sound a little weird, but when you think about that in layman's terms, obviously everyone swings the golf club just a little bit differently. So when you apply this to the quote-unquote more traditional way of fitting a player to a golf club, this device, the Shaft Optimizer, essentially takes out all of the guesswork. It is now giving you data right away in real time after one golf swing that you can use, or the fitter can use, to place you into certain products, shafts, club heads, whatever, that work best for you. In fact, the initial readout that you get after a number of swings, and we took more than three swings, but every time that you add another swing into the database, let's call it, the Shaft Optimizer becomes a little bit more accurate. You get a better understanding of your golf swing and the products that will fit you best. Now, we as golfers know that when we play with our friends or other people in our foursome, we may see the equipment that they're using and think, well, he hits it similar to me. He hits it about as far as I do, or I hit it further than him. I don't need that particular golf shaft, or I want to try that particular golf shaft. As Chris explained to me, it's really important to also understand how some products that you may think work best for you actually do not, and you have no business playing or swinging that golf shaft or iron, what have you. So what results is a list of shafts in this instance that fit my swing the best. And it was the top three, followed by a whole lot of additional golf shafts in order. There was also a little star system, kind of similar to like any rating system that you might see on Yelp or anywhere else. And then we were able to have a conversation about what I liked in terms of feel when I hit a golf shot. One of the coolest things about the shaft optimizer, though, is I was hitting an iron that had this device attached to it. Remember that? Well, the current iteration of this device allows me to also understand which shafts would fit me best for my driver, for my wedges, and it even let me know which golf balls. Yeah, that's right. Which golf balls I would benefit the most from. Truly, truly interesting thing. So, you know, some of you golf gear nerds out there are probably wondering, hey, what were the shafts that you want? Well, the important thing is this. There's a lot of things that are going on in the world right now. You've heard me talk about them many, many times on this podcast. And one of the things that's happening, of course, is the shipping delays across the supply chain. And so while there were a lot of golf shafts that would have fit me really well, there are others that also fit me very well that were more readily available. The only reason I mention this is because it's reality right now. And so there was a little bit of, I don't know, negotiation, I guess you can call it. There's probably a better word than that. But compromise might be a little bit too, downplaying it a little bit too much, because the shafts that I ended up going with and that I now have in the irons, I went with the Mizuno Pro 225s, which is their updated version of their hot metal blade or HMB series. The shafts that I chose, which are the Nippon 105s, really good golf shaft. I've hit them before. I've been comfortable with them. And they also were one of my top three in the readout. It wasn't the top one. That was actually a Project X IO. Those are very hard to come by right now. And so it's this give and take that I, as a consumer, has to take into account with my fitter in this case to understand, okay, well, what can I get into my golf bag right now versus what am I willing to wait for? Now, this is an interesting and important conversation to have. And it's also important to kind of set your expectations appropriately. If you're a player listening to this who, maybe let's say you're a scratch golfer or you're, you know, in competitive golf, you want to get the optimal equipment for your game as it relates to not only the data, but also the feel, and yes, in this day and age that we live, the availability of it. That might mean that you're waiting a little bit longer. In my instance, I am not a competitive golfer. I'm a single-digit handicap, but I only play once, maybe twice a week. So I went with something that, yes, it rated highly on what the shaft optimizer told me it did, but also something I was comfortable with and familiar with. There is some value in that. Now, familiarity is something that a lot of golfers hang on to, especially when you're talking about golf equipment. It touches on something I said at the beginning of this episode. Either you grew up with a brand, your friends all recommend a brand, whatever. You go into a fit, you use a device like the shaft optimizer, and it almost validates what you thought, or, as I mentioned earlier, it kind of points you in another direction, which is extremely important. So what resulted was a custom set of irons that have a shaft in it that are going to work the best for me in relation to all those factors I just talked about. And I'm hitting the ball really well. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you still have to actually make a good golf swing. And right now I'm actually hitting it pretty good, which is great because I'm going on a golf trip next week. But it's not one of those we just guessed and that one day in a fitting studio it was performing okay enough for me. This was something that was a golf shaft that was recommended based on my own golf swing, based on the computerized data. And yes, there was a little bit of freedom in there because I was able to still make a choice that was guided by availability. Now, I am oversimplifying what this thing can do, okay? And I think you guys understand that. The best thing you can do is go out to MizunoGolf.com, and there is a fitting page on their website, and you can actually type in your location, and it'll tell you where you can go and use the Golf Shaft Optimizer 3D near you, and you can have a similar experience as to what I had. You're going to be able to get the same data for yourself. You're going to get the recommendations. You're going to be a more educated player as it relates to your current golf swing. So, yes, I highly recommend it. Go out to MizunoGolf.com. Do the things that I told you to do. Go get fit. At least experience the experience to understand a little bit more about your game. It's really going to benefit you in the long run and at least give you more information while, scoping down the amount of products that would work best for you. And that's not to be limiting in any way, but it's just to educate you further. So there's so many things going on in golf right now, just to kind of, turn the page a little bit from that topic. And in the pro side, obviously, there's still a lot of chatter regarding the competing golf tours that are popping up. That's just going to continue to go on. We're learning more and more about the different players and who they are who are going to be playing in the LIV Golf, Saudi Arabia-backed golf league. Sergio Garcia had his thing on a course where he was boasting about, I can't wait to leave this tour, when he was in the weeds searching for his golf ball. And we're just slowly learning about more players. We're also obviously in the middle of the PGA Tour season, and so there's a lot of things that are going on there with some of the best players that have chosen to remain. And it's going to be, I don't even know what the right word here. It's not fun to watch these players just kind of mudsling from one tour to the next. I made a comment about this on Twitter where it's not a competition thing. It's why are we doing this? Why is Sergio making these comments to say, I can't wait to go and the grass is going to be greener and all that? It's just, it's more drama than perhaps we need to deal with. Yet we're all so thirsty for sometimes on Twitter and other forms of social media. And it's just all happening while everything else regarding the actual platforms that we communicate with one another is also going through changes. We talk about, golf Twitter a lot on this podcast. And obviously there's a lot of things happening with Twitter these days with new ownership, Elon Musk purchasing it, everyone automatically assuming that it's going to mean something for what they prefer in terms of who's coming back to Twitter or not. It's just a wild time, man. It's really wild. And it's hard to not get wrapped up in it. I'm trying really hard to not, maybe just to tiptoe into those waters every so often to talk about things on a grander scale. But I think if you guys followed this show for any amount of time and you follow me on Twitter and social media especially, you know that where I stand on a lot of things. So I've never hidden that. But if anyone's got any questions, to get back to our original topic about the Mizuno Golf Shaft Optimizer 3D, send me a note, adam@golfandfilter.com. I can get you in touch with the right people. Once again, it's MizunoGolf.com. Go out and, look at the website first. You can also reach me, of course, on social media at Golf Unfiltered. And let's have a conversation about it. I'll tell you a little bit more about my experience. You can ask me those questions that, like, hey, I've heard this about the experience. Was that true? I'm happy to do that. And many of you have done that. You have reached out to me asking me questions that perhaps you might be a little bit too nervous to ask someone from the company. I'm happy to provide my take on it, and I'll be as objective as I can. But the one thing I will promise is that it's going to be my opinion. And I don't like to sugarcoat things. If I don't like something, I will tell you. If I really like something, I will tell you that as well. That's all for this week. Just a brief show this week. Thanks to everyone for your continued support. Thanks to those of you who reach out and ask questions, as well as those of you who just reach out to chat. I appreciate that. Also, we'll be back again. I have to decide about next week. You heard me talk that I'm going to have a golf trip. I'm coming up end of next week. We're going to a couple courses. I'll talk to you about that, I'm sure, after the fact. But I might need some time to take a break to handle all of that and just to maybe disconnect for a little bit. I think that's really important. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But I do truly appreciate all of you to be a distraction sometimes, because it is often needed. And it's a lot of fun to keep doing this for you. You know how to get in touch with me. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon.